A New Jersey College freshman is defying the limits of his disability by doing radio commentary for the 76ers NBA G League basketball team in Delaware. WHYY's Chris Barish has the remarkable story of Alan Whaley.
Sitting at a courtside table in the basketball arena, head tilted downward, the slender young man wearing black sunglasses and a headset is motionless. Delaware Bluecoats guard Jalen Martin gets fouled, and the kid in the sunglasses immediately speaks into his radio mic.
Jalen Martin really shined in that Bluecoats loss at Capital City. Like you may have heard on the pregame, 35 points, and he really got things started for the Bluecoats offense. It was a big spark plug for that offense, for the success that they did have, so look for him to get a lot more touches today.
He rattles off his commentary without referring to a team roster or stat sheet. Not that it would have mattered. Alan Whaley is blind. The Rowan University freshman, who since birth has been totally blind, is doing live radio commentary for a pro basketball team.
He's a very mature, very intelligent young man, great voice, and he loves sports, and he listens to sports, and he prepares really well. So all that information that's in his brain, he's able to convey it to an audience.
That's Neil Hartman, a former Philly TV sports anchor who heads Rowan Sports Communications Center. Whaley, who hails from Ohio, attended one of Hartman's broadcasting camps 3 years ago and blew him away.
We've had other kids with disabilities, but never a blind camper before. I didn't know what to think, but after the first day, I went to his dad and I said, you know what, I think this young man has a future.
Whaley enrolled last fall at Rowan. Then he nailed his audition at the South Jersey School's radio station as color analyst for the Bluecoats. So how does Whaley do it? First of all, he's a sports geek who loved listening to football, baseball, and hoop games on the radio as a kid, announcing along with broadcasters.
I'm like, you know, I may not be able to play-by-play, but I can do color commentary. And so it really kind of snowballed from there.
He got radio experience analyzing high school baseball in Ohio and even did a couple games of the NBA G League's Cleveland Charge. For his new gig, he studies, he memorizes.
In my dorm, I have a Braille computer that I do research on the internet. And then I'll write down notes, and then I'll read over those notes before I go to the game. It's a lot of just listening to the play-by-play guy, the crowd reactions around me, the players, if I can hear them, the ball bouncing on the court. Just no detail is too small for me.
While he talks while waiting for the tip-off of a recent Bluecoats game against Cleveland, I look at the home team's roster and ask Whaley about Delaware forward Isaiah Mobley. He immediately begins riffing.
His brother, Evan, plays for the Cavaliers. He played college basketball at USC, was a guard. He originally did play for the Cleveland Charge, who the Bluecoats are playing right now, but made the move over to Delaware just this year. So he's one of the new guys.
So it goes during the game. Owen Caldwell calls the action, and Whaley hops in with spot-on analysis.
I just rely on instinct. Whenever the broadcaster pauses for a bit, I try to get a little something in there, and I'll be analyzing plays for about the 30 to 60 second timeouts. Really, it's chemistry, and it's a lot of practice.
Caldwell is amazed by Wiley's exhaustive knowledge of the revolving cast of Bluecoats.
Alan knows where they went to school, what coaches they played for in the past, pretty much how they got to this current point. And that adds a lot to the broadcast because he's able to say it before the next play starts.
Wiley has received national and local media coverage about his almost incomprehensible live broadcasting skills. That's made him an inspiration for people with disabilities, says Cleveland radio announcer Scott Zarilla.
He isn't doing this because I can be a celebrity. He's becoming a celebrity, but he's becoming one as a byproduct of really trying to let everybody know that just because you can't hear or can't see or can't whatever doesn't mean that you can't strive to be what you want to be.
While he takes the praise in stride.
Just because I'm blind and I have a quote-unquote disability doesn't mean I can't do what I love. If you want something enough and you feel that you can put really all you have into it, you're going to get what you want and you're going to reap the rewards.
When he graduates, Whaley definitely wants to work in broadcasting, perhaps host a talk show.
If somebody told me I can get paid for talking sports a couple hours a day, I'm all for it. So that's my really end goal.
But for now, Whaley is happy to hone his craft. Once the Bluecoats season ends, he hopes to join Rowan's broadcast for the Wilmington Blue Rocks minor league baseball team. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.
Full speed ahead right now.